Previously on County Lines, we brought you the story of Pam Belcher and Mark Runyon, who run the Champaign County Virtual Farmers Market together. Today, we hear more about their working partnership, which they call Hippie and the Farmer. She is Hippie, the free-spirited baker. He's the conservative fourth-generation farmer. Together, they've created a unique farm-to-table business. Here's County Lines producer Renee Wild to tell us their story.
Pam Belcher was selling her baked goods at the local farmers markets when she paired up with Mark Runyon, creating a breakfast sandwich from her bread and his sausage that people loved.
It just kind of happened naturally. We started doing a farmers market, and shortly after we started, I decided sitting at a farmers market with frozen meat was not going to work real well. So I put a trailer together so we could actually serve samples and sell sandwiches. Pam had all the connections in town, and I had the farm connections, so we've been able to kind of work both ends of it.
So Cosmic Charlie's Bread and Oakview Farm Meats combined to produce Hippie and the Farmer. They took their food on the road to the Columbus Bacon Bash, which is held by the Ohio Pork Council, and they won the top award in every category, competing against big restaurants like the 130-year-old Schmidt Sausage House in German Village.
It was our very first thing to do as Hippie and the Farmer. At that point, I was baking everything out of my home because Ohio does still allow the cottage law. It's very helpful for people who are just starting out.
The cottage law allows bakers and jam producers to work out of their own kitchens with certain restrictions on where you can sell your product. Now, Pam works out of a commercial kitchen on Mark's farm, which is connected to his retail meat shop. They do CSAs, catering, and farm-to-table events.
We do a Saturday on the farm every Saturday. It's on State Route 54 in Urbana.
Pam and Mark say they just kind of fell into a trend called agritourism, where anyone can experience firsthand where their food comes from.
Really has not been planned. Like our greenhouse, we started building it to start our plants. People want to have dinners there, and I cannot say we've planned any of it. It just kind of happened, just like the pizza farm thing.
We call it Pizza Farm Friday.
The idea came from Mark's mom, who saw an article about farms in Minnesota that use field trips to get kids to connect with their food source by picking fresh ingredients that they then use to make pizzas.
So the herbs, the tomatoes, peppers.
And the meat.
People love it. It's gotten very popular. Like, we've sold out tomorrow night.
On Friday night, music is drifting across the garden while children run through the corn and play on the swing sets. Adults are drinking their BYOB beverages out of coolers and noshing on pizza made with ingredients picked that day and layered on top of Pam's homemade crust. These diners really seem to enjoy the experience.
Filling up our table.
Sense of community, small town, Urbana. We're from down near Yellow Springs, so, you know, making our way up here and just meeting new people, and we'd love it. We absolutely love it.
I love that it is natural, organic, and homegrown.
Well, we were just kind of meandering around. We're relatively new to Ohio, so we just kind of meander. Wow, that's an absolutely great find. And the ambiance, the country atmosphere, tonight especially, is a great evening for it. But friendly people, I mean, my gosh.
I'm from Columbus. It was delicious. We came here the first weekend, had to come back. It's probably the best pizza in the area that we've been able to find.
When you get out into the countryside or whatever town, I mean, there's a lot of good people everywhere. There really is.
Everywhere.
No matter what we all see on television, most people are pretty daggone good, and they're usually friendly, and you can usually have a conversation with them.
City or country,
exactly.
It really, really doesn't matter. And like this place, we're all here for the food, right? And the food brings people together like nothing else.
For County Lines on WYSO, Renee Wild in Champaign County.
County Lines is made possible by a grant from Ohio Humanities.